Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis, podcast number 57, is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. In previous podcasts, I've talked extensively about practicing the right way, as well as the importance of having the proper mindset and approach to improving your game. I'd like to take the time in this podcast to talk about one of the ways to work on a number of aspects of your game when you cannot find a person with whom to hit balls or practice. Now, a wall or backboard can be an excellent practice partner. After all, the wall is always there, it never complains, and, well, it doesn't miss a shot. Now, there are different types of walls and backboards. The most common is the concrete wall, which are commonly found at your local schoolyard, against the side of a building, and so on. There are also walls or backboards made of wood, which can be found in some tennis and racket clubs. You know, wooden backboards are softer than concrete and are a little easier to hit against because the wood material absorbs more of the energy of your shot and slows down the ball a little bit, thereby providing you with a little bit more time in between each stroke to properly prepare for your next shot. Now, whether concrete or wood, there are a couple of things to consider if you want to maximize the productivity of your wall session. The first is to understand specifically what practicing against a wall can do for your game and what it cannot. Think about a backboard or wall like any other training apparatus. It's ideal to use for improving some aspects of your game, but it also has limitations. A backboard can be great for improving aspects of your game such as hitting half to three-quarter speed ground strokes, grooving your tempo, improving hand-eye coordination, building shot stamina, to name a few. On the flip side, an example of what hitting against a wall cannot do for you is to help improve your recognition and anticipation skills as they pertain to the visual cues of having a live opponent or practice partner. When we play or practice against live players, we incorporate a number of visual cues to help us process, recognize, anticipate, etc. Just a slew of considerations we factor into our decision-making process. Things such as where the opponent is relative to the ball he or she is about to hit, the way a player sets up to hit certain shots, and so on. When you hit against the backboard, it's really more about reacting to the ball coming off the wall. Moreover, when you hit against the backboard, you are in total control of every shot and are essentially the sole determinant of how that ball comes back off the wall. There is no live practice partner. You are always consciously aware that when you hit the ball softly, it will come back softly. The harder you hit the ball, the harder and quicker it comes back to you. If you slice the ball, the underspin will make the ball come off the wall with greater downward bite and direction. If you hit a heavy topspin shot, the ball will come off the wall and pop up off the wall just a little bit, and so on. Let's face it, it's not as if you can fool yourself. I mean, it's like setting your clock 15 minutes ahead. When the alarm goes on at, say, 6 o'clock in the morning, are you actually fooled into thinking that it's 6 a.m.? Of course not. You know that it's only 5:45. Another consideration if you want to maximize the productivity of your wall session is to set your goals. What do you intend to work on? For example, what type of shots are you going to practice? Not having a clear objective or plan is one of the more common mistakes players make when practicing against a wall. I'll often see a player drop a ball, start hitting aimlessly against a backboard. And as with any endeavor, practicing the right way and making sure you are reinforcing elements that can contribute to yielding productive and positive results are essential. And while we're on the topic, another common mistake I see when players practice against a wall is the tendency to try to hit the ball too hard. As I mentioned earlier, the harder you hit the ball, the faster it's going to come back. This can actually lead to developing and reinforcing bad habits, such as not moving your feet and rushing your preparation. You know, on this note, one of the more maddening things I see a lot of people do is volleying extremely close to the wall or backboard. In fact, there are a lot of videos online, some of which have gone viral, of folks volleying against the wall while standing 6 inches to a foot away from the wall. Now, while this makes for good videos, and this may be one way to improve reflexes and head and eye coordination, I believe this can do more harm than good as it pertains to learning proper volleying technique, everything from footwork to racket position. Because what is being ingrained with a drill like this is the goal of simply keeping the ball bouncing from racket to wall, wall to racket, as quickly and as often as possible without consideration of practical tennis applications. The bottom line is this: hitting against a wall or backboard can be a very good way to work on certain aspects of your game. The key is to understand the extent to which a backboard can be useful and productive versus harmful and counterproductive when it comes to improving your game. Make the wall a friend and not an enemy of your game. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.